Okay, let's begin. Close your physical eyes. Feel your shoulders dropping. Elbows hanging heavy. Feet sinking into the floor. And with each exhale, see if you can give yourself permission to relax a little more. Invite your feet to relax, your toes to be soft, invite your thighs to release from the hip socket. Invite the muscles around your ribs to take a break. Allow your jaw to hang. Your eyelids to be heavy. And with each inhale, imagine that you are breathing in golden, loving light. Imagine this golden, loving light spreading throughout your body, bringing a warmth and relief to wherever it may be needed. take this time to experience how you are feeling. Really pay attention. Allow your attention to move throughout your body, observing the physical sensations, and any feelings that may be present. So often we think we know how we're feeling, and so we don't actually take time to check. And we may be surprised at what we find when we actually pay attention. If you find you start thinking, gently bring your attention back to observing. You need give no more importance to one sensation or feeling over another. If you do find yourself getting stuck with being dissatisfied with any feeling, direct the golden loving light into that area. Into that part of your mind. And continue breathing. Let's take this further now by imagining that this golden loving light is now shining out from us, surrounding us. So that inside and outside are indistinguishable, the same. There is only golden, loving light. Let's imagine now that in this golden loving light, we begin to see a doorway. And if we step through the doorway, we find ourselves in a short tunnel. It's even brighter at the other end. And we walk through the tunnel and step into the light to find ourselves in a beautiful garden. Surrounded by beds of lilies and roses, chrysanthemums, we could smell the sweet fragrance of the roses in the air. And in the distance, we hear the gurgling of a stream. And we see a footbridge crossing over the stream, and beyond it, what looks like an ancient stone temple. Walk towards the bridge. Look down into the crystal clear water where you can see brightly colored fish swimming. And continue walking to the temple. There's a giant open archway, and as you step inside, you can see that the ceiling has an opening and the sun is shining down through it directly onto an altar. And upon the altar you feel called to place all of your memories of the past all of the events which you think hurt you or shaped you or limited you, determined you. You can call some of those signature memories to mind and place them on the altar. But it makes no difference whether you place them one by one or all at once. Trust, the altar receives your path. As if taking off your clothes, step out of these memories and place them on the altar. And when you have finished, you feel called to place upon the altar any ideas you have about yourself, about what kind of person you are. Good or bad. How do you describe yourself to yourself? Surrender these beliefs to the altar. And when you have finished surrendering your beliefs about yourself, you feel called to place all your plans for the future onto the altar. What do you think you need to be successful? To be complete, to be happy. What are you trying to make happen? What are you dreaming of? See if you can surrender all of these plans and dreams to the altar. And as you do so, observe how the sound is becoming more beautiful. And your mind is becoming lighter and lighter. And the light is becoming more golden, more loving. As if you are being embraced by the light of heaven. And indeed, you are. It is because you are always surrounded and supported by the golden light of love. Because you are love itself. That you can surrender everything. And still have everything. When you have surrendered everything, it is so easy finally to recognize that you have and are all that you are truly seeking. Enjoy this experience. Of knowing yourself as love itself. As the light of the world. That's you. You are the light of the world. This light shining down, seemingly from heaven, is your light. It's your mind. It's already, always there for you and for everyone. You know what it feels like to know that you are the light of the world. You cannot forget it. You remember now who you are. And when you step away from the altar, and bring your consciousness back to this room, to this life, you bring your light with you. For it is you, and you will see it reflected wherever you look. Every pair of eyes, every rock, every brick, every plant, every cloud will reflect only this golden loving light to help you always remember you are the light of the world. Slowly open your eyes and see